Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode into Mitch Ping's mind. Today, we're going to talk about the golden rule, the one thing that you need. If you're going to need anything in your life, in your relationships, in your health, in your mindset, in your career, in your finances, if you're going to have anything, it needs to be this one thing. This one thing is the foundation that is going to build the layers and layers that build up to the peak, the absolute peak. If you want to achieve world-class mastery, if you want to be elite in your field, if you want to be remembered as one of the greatest, or if you want to be remembered by your loved ones, if you want to leave a legacy and have an impact, you really need this one thing. And my burnout, if you want to call it that, last week has really shown me that, has really made things a lot more clear to me. Now, Mitch, what is it? Oh, what is this one thing? The bottom, like literally the bottom line. I don't care if you just clicked on this and you're watching the first 30 seconds of it. Here it is. Here's the one thing that you need to know. If you're going to remember anything, remember this. Your awareness controls your ability to grow. Your awareness. That's it. The clarity that you have, the awareness that you have, because in order to get, and you've heard it a million times, in order to get where you want to go, you need to know where you are now so you can measure out the speed, the distance, the angle, the figure out where you are, right? So I had this plan I've been doing these Mojo Odyssey Mastermind, Business Mastermind courses. Well, it's one course, but there's sort of four courses throughout the year. And I did the last one in, May? And I said to myself in May, okay, I've got 12 weeks until the next mastermind, which was in, August, right? And I planned those 12 weeks out, and then I got to August, and then I got to August, and I was like, okay, let me plan these out. And I specifically planned out in my calendar, okay, how long does it take for me to burn out? And this comes back to the awareness thing. This is the story I'm telling you so that you can relate it back to how you operate, what your history is like, what your calendar looks like, how you're feeling, all these things, right? So I had a look back in my calendar and I saw that every 6 weeks I sort of had a bit of a burnout, or I had a week where I just didn't really perform to the level that I was, wanting to perform at. It's like when a guy is chatting up a chick on Tinder and they have, you've heard this, right? Where the guy's having this massive game, like, yeah, I've got a big dick. Yeah, I can fuck you all night. I can throw you around. I'm the man, whatever, right? And then he gets to the bedroom and he can't perform, or he lost 30 seconds or just something fucking, right? They talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk, right? So that's a problem. Like I always say to this, you need to keep your word. If you're going to fucking have anything that you do, like keep your word. If you're going to say, okay, Mitch, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and I'm going to read, then fucking wake up early tomorrow and read. It fucks me off so much when I say something or I plan in something and it's this anger is growing inside of me. And I used to suppress that anger. Suppress it, and then it'll explode because I couldn't suppress it for that long. Have you had an emotion in your life where you felt it wasn't good for you to express the emotion? So you suppressed it and you shoved it down and down and down. And then one day, boom, it just exploded, right? You were like that guy where you shoved the glass bottle up your bum and then the glass bottle shattered everywhere. If you haven't seen that, please do enlighten yourself with a quick Google search on that one. But yeah, it's like that, right? And it's like we bottle it up. I said, fuck, wait, what if I just use this anger? And I realized that my mind just goes a million miles an hour and I'm thinking all these crazy ambitious things all the time in all these different areas, all these goals and all these fucking crazy shit. that I get in my own way, right? I get in my own way. And then I say I'm going to do 10 things. I only do one thing, but then I beat myself up because I didn't do the 9 things, right? Can you relate? Hashtag relate. Hashtag gold. Hashtag replay if you're watching this. So, yeah, I hate saying something and then not being able to do it, right? So had a look back in my calendar and I was like, okay, looks like I'm burning out every 6 weeks. So in that 6 week, I'm saying, okay, yep, I'm going to push really, really hard. And then I just can't perform like that guy on Tinder, right? So that's a problem. So what I did is, okay, well, let me push really hard for 5 weeks. And then I'm going to have a week where I just sleep in. I just chill out. I just do nothing. And I just get energy in. I relax. I boost my parasympathetic nervous system, my rest and digest system. And I get that going. And that's what I did. Right. And then funny enough, I did that. And I was like, huh, after a few days of sleeping in and just, you know, relaxing a bit and taking the fucking pressure off me for a bit, I actually feel really good now. So I'm going to keep pushing. So instead of wasting 2 weeks of just burnout and just feeling like shit and hating myself, I had like 3 days where I was just resting and chilling out, time to recalibrate and run diagnostics and fucking fix things, whatever, stretch, rest, sleep, eat, whatever. I did all those things and then I was back to full speed. So now I've kind of hit another ceiling where last week it would have been, I really don't think last week was a burnout because I did plan for it in. I was like, okay, this week is just going to be one entire week of rest. Now I say entire week of rest. And I still had these goals to like go over my mission and plan my purpose and write out all my goals and all this crazy shit. But what I've realized and what the failure and what the mistake has given me is the gift of awareness. And Mitch, this is so cheesy. I've heard this before. Awareness, blah, blah, blah. But no joke. If you are aware of, and I said this to Ali, my girlfriend's little 5-year-old, and he made a mistake or something. And I said to him, you know, half joking, sort of half serious. And he made a mistake. And I was like, it's okay. The one thing in life that if you do this one thing, then it's the only thing you ever need to do. And that is do not make the same mistake twice. Never make the same mistake twice. Like, could you fucking seriously imagine if you never made the same mistake twice, how fucking different would your life be? How crazy would all of the relationships, all of the connections, all of the decisions that you've made for your health? Imagine if you ate shit food once. You know when you eat shit food? Like I had some Weet-Bix before. That's why I'm burping a bit. I had some Weet-Bix with milk. And, you know, I'm starting to get all this indigestion and like my stomach doesn't feel that good. Like imagine if, bang, I've made the mistake of having milk when I thought I could have milk. And now for the rest of my life, I'm never going to eat anything that's going to upset my stomach. Could you fucking imagine that? That is like a superpower, never making the same mistake twice. But it's so overrated. It's like, oh, yeah, you've made a mistake. Whatever. Let me beat myself up about it. Let me complain to other people about it. Let me fucking post it on Facebook. Let me start a protest group for it. Let me fucking whatever. And then you just get sucked into social media and instant gratification, more food, and then you just repeat the cycle. And today is the day we break the cycle where we bring awareness to our mistakes. So last week, I said to myself, I'm just going to sleep in every single day, and I don't think I got out of bed. There was one day I got out of bed at like 8 a.m. Every single other day, I stayed in bed until like 11 a.m. No kidding. So I just think it's funny when when I posted in this group like a month ago saying, yeah, my goal this week is to wake up at 2 a.m. and everyone's, and I used to be so like, not ashamed of saying that I wake up at 2 a.m., but I just kind of feel like a dickhead because it's like, there's really not that much point of me waking up at 2 a.m. So I feel like when I'm saying it, like, I don't want to be like credited for, well, Mitch, you're so amazing. How do you wake up? So it's like, dude, fuck, like, it doesn't, it's not that big a deal. And I go to bed super early and yeah. So, but I say that and then people are like, wow, that's amazing. I wish I could wake up. It's like, well, I'm not actually committed to any sort of 9-to-5 job here. So I could sleep like whenever the fuck I want. Like I just last week, I basically went on holiday. I didn't post anything. I didn't really do anything on Instagram. So imagine you just 1 week at work, you just didn't rock up. Right? It's just fucking, it's stupid. So that's like the life of a business owner. It's like, you, yeah, we can work whenever we want. It's super flexible. But if we don't work, then we don't get paid. So it's a bit of a catch 22. So yeah, I wake up, I'm fucking super extreme. I'm either wake up at 2 a.m. and work for 18 hours or sleep in until 12 p.m. and watch movies all day. Like that's literally my life. So bringing it back to the awareness is I've learned from that mistake of, okay, when I have my 1 week of rest, so every 12 weeks, I'm going to have 1 week where there is literally no pressure, no expectations, no social media if I don't want to, no reading, no teaching, no Facebook, no nothing, no appointments, no fucking nothing, just sleep in, don't do anything, just watch TV, watch YouTube, and recover and think things through. And I was going to title this something like, I learned just as much last week sleeping in every day than I did for reading and writing, you know, 58 hours in 1 week. You know, that was my week before I'm like charting it all up. My ambitious goal is to do 120 hours of focused work in December, like the second week of December, and then I'll have 2 weeks off. That's my next goal. So I'm going to peak myself up to do that over the next 10 weeks. And then in that 11th week, it's go time, 120 hours. And then I get 2 weeks off in the holidays. And that'll be the 2 weeks where I just have everything completely off and just repair and recuperate for the new year. So I guess back to the point of like, oh, wow, Mitch, you wake up at 2 a.m. It's more like you never really know what's going on in the back end of social media. And I think that's part of the reason why. And there was many reasons why I felt I needed an entire week off. And I think a lot of the reason is I was trying to, and a mentor of mine, a coach of mine, a friend of mine, Bronny, brought that to my attention where it's like, hey, Mitch, instead of, you know, you're trying to share and you're trying to give this message and your brand's trying to be this thing of, you know, I'm ahead of myself. It's like I'm trying to teach people or share something that I've only just learned. And it's ahead of me. It's like I'm trying to teach people algebra and I'm only giving them the last solution instead of, you know, how you needed to show the steps in your maths class to get all the proper points or the marks. So that's kind of what I was doing. I was trying to show everyone, hey, look how smart I am, everyone. Give me some attention. Give me some likes. Give me some follows. And yeah, I was just kind of chasing that attention and I wanted to be, I guess, praised or I don't really quite know what's going on. But I mean, I made a little bit of a shift where like my last post on Facebook and Instagram was something like, hey, here's my mission. Here's where it was when I started. Here's what it is now. It's going to keep changing, whatever. And I got like tons of likes on it. And that's weird. It's like I stopped chasing the likes and the engagement, and I stopped trying to be so smart, and I stopped trying to be someone that I'm not. And it's not that I wasn't that person, because that person is me, but it wasn't like the most full version of me. It was kind of like a 50% version of me, where it's like now, if I'm just making jokes about glass exploding in people's assholes and people on Tinder talking their dick game up, I feel way more comfortable talking about that. And like, that's the kind of people I want to talk to and connect with. And I used to think that if I make jokes like that, and if I say irreverent things, then I lose credibility, I think you just get caught up in the game of, and this is the awareness piece, because what happens is as your awareness grows, you start to see all the little things. So let's say I like Elon Musk. So he's like a billionaire guy. He just sent 4 people up into space for 3 days or something. And which has never been done before, by the way, for 3 days. I think they were circling around the globe, like 4 civilians, like non-astronauts. Anyway, pretty cool. So he did that. And now my awareness has grown. So I'm seeing all these little things that Elon Musk does that I don't do, or that I perceive I don't do. So now my awareness has grown and I've got more things to fucking compare myself with. So I think having these scheduled holidays, scheduled rest, and I always make sure I ask my clients, hey, have you got time in your calendar to rest and recover and just get energy in? Have you just fucking schedule it in? Because you really do need time to think over things and just kind of check in with yourself and be, hey, am I on the right? You are on the right path, but am I moving at the most valuable speed on the most valuable path right now? And am I aware of it? It's something like that. So, yeah, it's fucking crazy, this awareness thing. It's my reading has grown exponentially, and I'm way more clear that reading is my highest value. And if it's not reading books, it's reading human behavior. It's reading the background information of movies. Now I'm watching movies, and I'm listening to the sounds that they put in, because if you didn't know this, there's this thing in movies called sound design. And if 2 people are walking in a movie clip, they will actually record someone else in a completely different room walking with their shoes. And then they'll take the audio from that clip and they'll put it in the movie. So half the fucking sound that you hear in a movie isn't actually from the real scene. It's from, they've taken it from and then pieced it all together. And I'm like, now I'm listening to this and I'm looking at the camera angles, and so my awareness has grown, and like with the books, now I can read at a much higher level. I still have a long way to go. And now I'm like, fuck, now I need to read all these books. And then, fuck, I've got to read this much in a quicker amount of time and this. And then I start beating myself up because I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. And what happens is this pile of shit builds up in my mind. And instead of taking the shovel and just getting in there and shoveling the shit out into like a wheelbarrow and wheeling it out and dumping it out in the forest or something like that, I'm just being like, oh, let me not go out to the shed where all the shit is. Let me go inside and watch TV and eat some food and sleep in all day. And that's kind of what happens, I find, is the more you rest or the more you indulge in instant gratification or those dopamine things or fucking like TikTok and shit like that, the more you indulge in that, the harder it is to get yourself back out of the house, go to the shed and start shoveling the shit. But under that pile of shit is the gold. And it's part of my mission to help people realize that their best life isn't spent numbing themselves, putting a smoke screen up, fogging everything up, you know, being a slave, being a sheep to others. And I want to teach people to, hey, it's worth it. Get up, go outside, start shoveling the shit, and there's going to be gold, there's going to be diamonds, there's gems, there's rubies, there's sapphires underneath all of that shit. And momentum, I'm going to finish with this. This one thing, if you're going to remember anything, remember this. Momentum is always building up in your favor towards your transcendence, enlightenment, your self-love. Things are always, always building momentum towards that. And if you feel like you've taken this a step backwards or a lateral move, there is a lesson in there for you to grow your awareness. And when you grow your awareness, you can grow your self-worth. Boom. Thank you for listening, watching. Let me know, hashtag replay, and I haven't posted in the group for a while. Get the engagement up, get the group going again, and I'll post in here. If I see people liking and commenting, then obviously I'm going to be more inclined to come back in here and give you guys some love. So let me know your questions, comments, feedback. Fucking smash the like, the love, comment, hashtag replay, and I will see you guys next time.